When Bob McDonnell was running for governor, one of his ideas was to raise transportation money by collecting tolls on interstate highways. He told voters that if he was elected, he'd put toll booths on Interstate 85 and 95 at the North Carolina line to intercept traffic coming from out of state. Warren Fisk at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and PolitiFactVirginia.com has evaluated that promise on the Bobometer. Warren, how's it working out?
The problem is that under federal regulations, Virginia can only toll one interstate at a time. So the governor has had to choose. Right now he's moving ahead with I-95 because it has higher traffic volume and needs more repairs. And he's dropped talk for the time of tolling I-85. Tucker Martin, the governor's spokesman, said the governor was aware of this federal limitation when he made the promise, but he was hoping that he could change these regulations when he got into office. He's not yet mounted any effort to do so. So as things stand, you know, we're moving on I-95. The Federal Highway Authority last month granted preliminary approval for tolls on I-95. There's still some hurdles to go through. I-85, he's pretty much stopped talking about it right now. The governor may have to abandon his promise to put these tolls at the North Carolina border. Federal regulations say that the tolls need to be near where the improvements will be made. We think the governor may have overpromised on this when he was running for office, and we rate this at this point a promise broken.
The race for the Virginia State Senate is being closely watched as Republicans feel they have a chance to take control of that chamber this year. In Spotsylvania County, Democratic incumbent Ed Hauck is defending his seat against Republican Bryce Reeves. Senator Hauck ran a TV ad that said,
Bryce Reeves chaired a group bankrolled by a New York billionaire who fired hundreds of Virginia workers and sent their jobs to China.
The voice in the ad then concludes that Bryce Reeves is okay with sending our jobs to China and implies that he's actually done it. Warren, did that happen?
It did not.
Well, then what's the actual story here?
The New York billionaire he's referring to is David Koch, who's co-owner of Koch Industries. David Koch is also the co-founder of Americans for Prosperity, which is a conservative group with ties to the Tea Party. Bryce Reeves never worked for Koch Industries, but for a few months in 2009, he assumed the voluntary position of chairman of the Fredericksburg chapter of the Americans for Prosperity. One of the companies that Koch Industries owns is Invista, and in 2008, Invista laid off several hundred workers at a Waynesboro plant producing nylon fibers for carpets. Ed Hauck claims that these jobs went to China, and because Bryce Reeves was chairman of the local chapter of the Americans for Prosperity, that proves that Reeves is, quote, okay with sending jobs to China. Ed Hauck offers no proof that the Waynesboro jobs were directly moved to China, and we found plenty of evidence that they were not. Even if Koch Industries, through Invista, did send jobs to China, it'd be an amazing stretch to say that Bryce Reeves was somehow responsible for it, and we rate this claim false.
Warren Fisk writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.